The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Anyway, we got Rock Wars. Do you have a thing, Eric?
Yeah, I have a thing.
All right, what is it?
Triple like this. You know, we had our song earlier, White Bun Busters.
Yes.
So we need a new song.
A new porn
a rock, song? A rock song, yeah, if you were making one. Yeah, what song would you use?
And Zombies Out.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just too strippery and easy. Something clever. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, something clever. You can even pick out your stars. Who you
modern day again. White Bun Buster. Did you hear White Bun Busters this morning?
I missed it.
Oh. It was solid.
But they did draw the lines at nuns in the lyrics. So.
Now, that part I heard.
Because they're religious.
No, I heard that part.
Yeah, they're very devout.
I think we should add it. I mean, it is a catchy tune.
Right. Well, we'll talk to Larry. Look, nobody's out there right now. We're doing this for ourselves. Yeah. It's 9:27. If you want to help out, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text 97936. Facebook, all the other stuff as well. Rock Wars coming up.
Hey!
Here we go. 98.
I'm for the weekly battle of musical supremacy. It's called Rock Wars. Hello, cats and kittens. And we're ready to go with today's Rock Wars, which, based on earlier Eric's memory of our first porn, Toledo watched one when he was about 8 years old. People have emailed and said, do you think Toledo's kid has watched White Bun Busters? Because that's right down his BBC alley.
That's true. Didn't think about that.
But mine was Behind the Green Door. Toledo's was Debbie Does Dallas at a ninth grade party.
Yep.
It's pretty impressive. And Eric remembered that his first porn was something his stepdad had called White Bun Busters, which is perfect for Southern Illinois and St. Louis because it's racist.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you have a song that says, only white women are good for me, white, whitey, white, whitey, white, white, because that's the White Bun Busters song, it, you know, instead of just being Bun Busters or diverse Bun Busters, white. You're going to see a lot of white buns, because that's all this guy wanted was white bun busting. So that song was so catchy, you decided to say, have your porn and a theme song for your modern day White Bun Buster. Right?
Right.
So you come up with your own porn and do that. Who would you like to go first?
Go ahead, John.
All right. Mine is interesting because I want to capitalize on what people are watching today and kind of, you know, get my hooks in on what's entertainment for today and also get the message across with some catchy thing. That's why people like those Walking Dead shows and things like that, and they'd wonder, and it would just be about zombies with the insatiable appetite to blow you. Zombie, what's in your head is what it would be called. Go. Oh, got timing.
Have it.
By Bad Wolves. Well, you played the part. I wanted to go right for that. It's in your head. Okay. It's Zombie. What's in your head?
Good one, John.
Okay, hold on. It would be zombies that want to blow you all the time. It would be called Zombie, what's in your head? Asking the question all the time, what is this in my head? Zombies. Zombie porn. Toledo killed it. Just killed me on that one. Boom, we'd have posted that. It would have been a momentous moment.
Could have been tremendous.
Could have been great.
All right, Brady, you're up.
All right, mine would be the cast are some of these new Instagram influencers, like the Russian girl that Toledo had, was it Natasha? Or
oh, yeah, Natalie? She's solid.
Cast her, and I cast a couple other girls that we take a look at, and the porn would be about becoming an Instagram influencer, and so they have to make all sorts of videos, and that's what I would dive into. So I chose the song Follow Me Down by the Pretty Reckless. Oh.
She's on her knees and stuff. All right.
Oh, that Taylor Momsen.
Yeah, it made me think of banging her.
Yeah, something about her.
I think that porn would just disappoint me that she wasn't in it.
I like Brady selling out for it, though. He's throwing in the girls and everything.
I like that
good
he's
job.
Moved into thinking of Instagram girls as something to beat off to. He's just one step away from Pornhub. That is Brady's porn.
You're going to get there, Brady.
Yeah, Brady's porn is now Instagram models, being a little whorish, but still not naked.
That's all right. I'll give it to him.
We're pushing the right direction.
Eventually.
Before Boomer Remover gets him.
He will be watching.
And he will be whacking off in his with his little oxygen tube in his nose and his tough-to-breathe box sitting next to him.
All right. So my song is based around one person. Her name is Deborah Birx. I've been watching this beautiful blonde lady explain the coronavirus to me for the last week.
Yeah.
She gets up there. She takes charge. Wears some beautiful scarves.
A lot of scarves.
And, you know, I want her to be my rocket queen in my my new movie. I think she needs to, you know, when this is all over, needs to relax a little, you know, have some fun.
Untie those 40 pounds of scarves.
Right. She's been doing a great job, and she needs to star in my movie, Rocket Queen.
How about
queen.
This? I'm going to help you with yours.
Okay.
I like this idea. Like, it's a parody of the press conferences.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she finally says, "You did a great job, America. It's all over." And then she, "Let me get that scarf." And he takes it off and he starts to tie her hands to the White House bedposts.
Yeah.
And then he just hammers.
All right. And we got a great parody.
Baby
movie.
Little Dr. Fauci is in there running around like a midget in and out from under the bed. Humping the furniture. So. She is the rocket queen.
Got a tongue like a razor.
Good thing. Good porn thing. Rock porn thing. All right. Well done. Is John Gordon still in his car?
Oh, maybe. We could have Jeremy picked
down
him
there.
He is.
Creepy. All right. We can hammer it off. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Probably just going to let John vote. He's drumming. He's just sitting in his car air drumming. Look at him. John's just being weird. Should we call someone?
There he is. Now he gets out.
Just pick one, two, or three, John Gordon.
Can he hear us? One, two, or three,
in
John Gordon.
In 16 seconds, we'll get it.
Yeah, no, John's one, I'm two, Toledo's three.
There you go. Well, Toledo doesn't play, so Brady's
three.
Yeah, I'm one, Brady's two, Eric's
and I'm three.
Here it comes. He's getting there. He just threw up the one? Devil horns. That was a devil horn.
That was a devil horn. Okay.
We're talking to him. So he's probably just about to the point where we're telling him to vote.
Which one do you like?
He just threw
two.
Up two,
number
which
two.
Is Brady.
Brady.
Is Brady right? Holy cow. Never would have guessed that.
I think he thought I was two.
Oh, Taylor Momsen.
He likes him some Taylor Momsen.
All right. All right. That's why he's in the car still. He's beating off thinking about Taylor Momsen and some sort of porn.
Who would have thought Brady'd win the porn?
I would have never guessed. Well,
porn rock wars.
Boomer Remover.
Yeah, we got to give it to him.
We got to give it to him. He's loving the two. Okay. We'll do that when we come back, and then we got ourselves an entertainment drill. Congratulations, Brady. You won the porn version of Rock Wars. Take it to the grave, Boomer.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it's 98kupd. A little rage there. We'll get to Brady's winning song before we get out of here. But in the meantime, it's time for Brady to entertain us all. It is the entertainment drill. And much as I discussed earlier, trying to get my workout on the Facebook there at React Defense, because they've got these great... It's awesome what they're doing. They're really doing a whole bunch of Facebook videos, and they're getting a lot of people to check them out. And things like that. I intended with the greatest intentions last night of getting involved in that. But, well, you know, drinking. So I stopped. I got to get back on the horse here. It's tough. It's busted up my schedule. All of our schedules are broken up. We got to try to find new things to do. And if you're looking to kill time, React Defense, putting up all sorts of videos for you to work out to. Challenging, fun, and you don't need any extra stuff at the house. You can do it right there through their video. So check them out. ReactDefense.com. You go to their Facebook page. And they're free. It's easy. You don't have to. They're not charging you. It's a public service right now to say, hey, I know you're not working out or you don't have an opportunity to go to the gym. We'll bring it to you and you don't have to worry about paying and all that other stuff. So pretty sweet. And hopefully, you know, you'll get hooked like I am to the Tactical Black and get involved in it when all this stuff normalizes again. What a loony time we're in. But go on there right now, reactdefense.com. Good friends of the show and hoping the best for everybody out there and keeping you safe. Can't go to a gym. Let it come to you. They'll do it. Brady, entertain me.
A company surveyed 2,200 Americans about their streaming habits while quarantined, and 35% of us are doing most of our streaming on Netflix. 10% Hulu, 9% Amazon Prime, Disney Plus was 4%, and Apple TV, 1%.
Yeah, I think I've done Fandango a couple of times. I didn't realize that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was going to be on Stars this weekend. So I got that on a Fandango, and you got to buy it. It was like $10 or something. I don't know, it was like $19. Like, whatever, that's fine. And then I turned it off. I was like, that's fun, good movie. And I'm flipping through the channels, and there it is on Stars. It's about 15 minutes. I'm like, this was on regular? I've already paid for this.
Damn it. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that it would could get to cable that quick, but it got to the pay channels. And I'm like, God damn Stars, who would have thought?
It's funny money to you, though, right, John? It's,
well, you know, you still don't want to be a moron, because then funny money starts becoming like, I need money. I've done too much funny money.
Joe Buck has been having some fun posting videos of himself doing play-by-play of mundane, everyday things,
yeah,
like dogs playing in a puddle. And then he threw it out to fans to say, send him random videos.
Oh, no.
And he said a lot of the videos people wanted me to, call their amateur porn play-by-play.
Is he doing it?
No.
How great would it be to privately say, I'll do this, but if it leaks out, I'm going to deny it ever came from me. And you say he's got an impressionist or something, and have Joe Buck call your sex.
He's toeing the line, basically. I look at these videos very carefully and pick the ones that seem most wholesome to put my voice to.
Protecting the image, but still. He's done a couple for friends. And if you've sent Joe Buck your porno, just know this. Joe Buck is masturbating to you and your wife, probably, if you look good. Some of that amateur stuff is not good. I hate when Pornhub suggests the amateur stuff. Like, you go to the first page, and they're, for whatever reason, on an amateur kick, and the first thing you see is some lady's just destroyed tomato sitting there.
I thought they judge it by what you've looked at, so maybe you've looked at some amateur stuff in the past.
Like, watch. Like, I'll go to, like, YouPorn will do different stuff every time. Like, their first thing, like, this is all good today. All good. Man, oh man. Save.
Good lineup, huh?
Great lineup today. This is a whole page of saves.
Remember the 10-year-old or the kid? Yeah, he was 10 when he did it. Ace Davis is his name. He did, he figured it out through science, and he actually submitted his project proving that Tom Brady is a cheater.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, go ahead, Brady.
Ace Davis is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. That's his team.
Oh, wow. So now he's got to root for the guy.
Yeah.
Better still.
He's got to be happier about Brady coming there than Jameis Winston, but.
God, now I have that visual in my head,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I just went from.
Don't show me things like
that. I went from this page, and then you just scroll down, and as the more you scroll, it's like, all right, if you want to keep going, we've got a lot to offer. And then you get to that, and you're like, oh, God. I'll send it to you.
No, you don't have to. I'm good.
I'll just send a picture.
Oh, it's all right.
Prince Charles is paying $2.5 million for Harry and Meghan's security in the U.S.
Oops.
Huh.
Okay.
The president, said we're not going to pay for their security.
Oh, God. This is awful what I'm looking at. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
So wouldn't that be the British people are paying for their security? Because isn't that how the royal family gets paid, basically? Or do they have their own money?
No, they have. It's part of everybody's duty to pay for the royal family. So,
but since that one is outside, I don't know how they're going to handle that.
The Canadians, the subjects. They got
the Rock says there's a Hobbs and Shaw sequel in the works.
Calvin and Hobbs and Shaw.
That'd be a good little twist.
Yeah, have a guy pissing on the Rock every once in a while. That'd be great.
I watched that on a plane ride.
It's hard to sit through. It is terrible.
I do like their little interactions sometimes, but the movie itself is just not good.
What are you thinking? Why in the world do you think we could get away with that?
Just get in. 45 minutes later.
I told you that was a bad idea.
The ridiculous over-the-top action. Oh, like you'd love it because they have like these trucks all hooked together and then hooked to a helicopter.
Yeah, I've seen that part.
And it's just ridiculous.
I watched one where they actually planned to jump into the helicopter.
You know, we only have one option.
It's like, oh, for God's sake. No, you don't. Just stop and go home. That's always an option.
The Mick Jagger.
Whoever would have thought, I got a plan to hit that helicopter with our car. Don't worry, we'll live through it. I can land this. Like, ugh.
And Jason Statham was in Snatch.
He was in a great movie and then discovered.
I like fast cars. I like driving fast. I like being fast. I like jumping cars into helicopters.
You know you're an idiot, right?
Yeah, I could go home, but I'm not going to.
Wouldn't it be great in the middle of Hobbs and Shaw, like right in the middle of the caper? Hobbs just goes,
we should go home.
You're right.
This is dangerous.
I don't want to die.
Sort of pointless.
I agree. And then shake on
well,
it.
But they always have to save the world or something.
No, they don't. Can't save the world today. Let's
evidently,
go home.
They're terrible at it. There's been 8 movies.
Well, those are different circumstances.
Okay, but those guys quit. How come they can't? The first Fast and the Furious crew, I mean, one of them's
dead.
Oh,
they didn't quit.
Oh, they're still in it?
Oh, yeah.
So then they're terrible at saving the world. And it's just constantly, world needs saving. They're perpetuating a problem. It's a cycle at this point. Sorry, Brady.
Oh, this is something you could maybe check out. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., this Discovery Channel's doing Shark Week in a weekend.
It's Shark Weekend.
Yep. But they'll cram all of the stuff because, you know, there's always like one or two programs max during Shark Week that are new.
Right.
And then the rest is replays from the years before.
Right.
Rumor has it that Jamie Lee Curtis might be joining the cast of Mandalorian.
Oh, cool. Mandalorian, just all of it's going to be good news to me. You can't really screw that up. It's just such a cool, fun concept that it's like, all right, bring on more people. Everything is announced just means there's going to be Mandalorian. I'm fine with that. By the way, Brady, here's some programming notes of things that you can, because like Shark Week's replaying a bunch of old Shark Week stuff just to keep you busy. If you're not doing anything at night and your TV's broken and you want to kill yourself, you should turn on our sports station, which is replaying ASU baseball games. That's insane.
Hey, it was so fun the first time.
You missed it the first time. There's no chance you're going to miss it again. That's nuts. The ratings for that are going to go through the moon. We are out of ideas. It took us 2 weeks to go, I don't know, replay college baseball? Sure. I will listen to it, too. I'm going to be part of this because it's baseball.
Yeah. Look at ESPN right now.
And I don't know the outcomes because I'm watching old baseball games like I know who won this, but I'll still watch it. Now, baseball I don't know. Brilliant. ASU baseball games from last year, I can play pretend it's 2019. Everything will be normal again.
I don't even know how they did.
I don't either. Were they good? You want to start betting? All right. I'll throw some money on that. I trust that you're not going to internet look that up.
He edits the games.
Damn it. Well, they're edited? Interesting. Man, oh, man.
He cuts out all the boring parts.
Yeah.
Ground outs.
What years did you say?
Last year.
Just last year.
They did last year's. Oh. That's it. Should be fun to listen to, though. If you missed it, and I did. I missed all of it. I missed every ounce of
now
last
you
year.
Can, it's just like the first time for you, then. It's great.
The guys I feel bad for are Hamilton High School's baseball team, because this year Hamilton High School was ranked number one in the country as a baseball team. They got through like 9 games. They dominated. They were still number one. And they never got a chance to finish out. And these kids are like crushers.
That does suck.
And they are number one in the country. And the season just ended. And they're like, congratulations. You've got the number one ranking.
Undefeated.
Like, you never earned it. You know, I mean, you did. But it was like, it stinks, those poor guys. And 10 seniors.
Well, look at March Madness.
Yeah, no, all those guys the same way. But 10 seniors on this team.
Those seniors will still be granted eligibility. For high school, one more year.
Yeah, that's great. If they give them a fifth year, they redshirt a high school kid. Sounds great. But yeah, it's like terrible. And these guys were evidently great at baseball, and they were going to make a huge like splash in the world of national baseball for high school, which never happens here.
That's good news coming out of Hamilton High School.
Yeah, finally. Isn't that the one where they were?
That's where they had a little trouble.
Rapins?
Broomsticks and wedgies. Rapins.
That's where my daughter's going to go.
Is it?
Hamilton, yeah. That's our
good for
school
her.
Right there.
Hopefully she doesn't want to play baseball because it's a good squad. She's got to be pretty damn good to make that team. And she stays out of that boys' locker room. And isn't that the one also where they had like gambling problems?
They get all sorts of issues. But they have good baseballs.
Hell of a baseball team. That's all that really matters right now. Number one. Well, who knows? I think the football's where all the rapes were, so let's not talk about that.
Brady always wants to talk about rape.
Oh, that one, that football rape. That's it. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a phenomenal day. One more in the books as we get ever so closer to normal. That's how we have to look at it. Each day it passes, another day closer to normal or to your death, which is the truth all the time.
Wow, thanks, John.
Live each day like it's your last.
You were bitching at me earlier, and then you
Well, that's the
that
truth.
In.
I'm just giving you a little throw of truth at you.
My God.
You know, you think about it like that. It doesn't take a coronavirus to realize you're one day closer to dying.
Man.
You should have been thinking about that before. But no, there you were, Pollyanna, floating around on a cloud, feeling impervious. And now look at you. Could get you all. Brady, stay safe for one more day.
I'm going outside and dance.
Yeah, I know. Kirby doesn't need to be with her friends. Tell her no. Knock it off.
You can say no.
You have to say no, Brady. You're too fragile. We're all done. Have a great day. Larry McFeely's coming up next. We will see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. So long!
Hey!
Here we go. 98.